How are you getting on anyway?
Thank you for having me here.
No, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, I'm getting on great. Yeah, getting on fantastic. I'm teaching a mindfulness program and life skills to children and teenagers and throughout Donegal. I've been to every part of Donegal now in the last 2 years, really. So it's going really well. Yeah,
it's interesting too that we should talk today, because during the week I was speaking to a man whose name escapes me just at the moment, but he's coming up doing a mindfulness seminar or what have you, and I did ask, you know, about interacting with children, because I think these are skills, the sooner you learn them the better, because rather than us adapting, maybe that's the way we should just be from the get-go, you know.
Absolutely, it's like to get in there at an early age, because the children nowadays are living in such a digital age. Compared to when we grew up, I mean, we would have time to play. And like a grandfather just said to me 2 weeks ago, he said, like, children don't even know how to play now, because as much as there is huge opportunities now for children and teenagers and people in general, I think sometimes they can be too busy.
Yeah.
And they're living in a world of impulses. Let's this from their activities, of course, and school's all important. But when they come home from school, from their activities as well, what do they do then? And I feel, you know, they don't ever stop. It's the iPad then. And this leads to a child with, you know, as it is proved, there's anxiety now is in the increase and recent.
It's scarily how
it's
high it is.
Scary, yeah.
And it's an interesting point you make, you know, because when some of us were at school before, you know, you'd knock off at 3:30 and then maybe you'd have some friends locally you'd hang around with, but then you'd not go back to school then to the next morning. Now they're all in massive Snapchat groups, they're in WhatsApp groups. There's never any sort of, well, there is, of course, but there's less separation sort of from, you know, your school life and your home life, and it must all, at the end of the day, feel like it's a big ball of... In other words, it's great if it's going great, but if things aren't quite so good, it's hard to get a break from it, isn't it?
They never stop. Yeah. Their mind never stops. And what I do then is I give them a platform just to stop, right? And from there, I teach them unique tools to ease, like, difficult emotions and stress. And then they're able to respond to life as opposed to reacting. And when I actually go into the schools, I sit on the floor. It's a six-week program, and they are... You know, I actually see the relief on their faces to go, oh, look, I can actually relax now. I can actually come out of my busy mind. And then you're going to, it helps, like, with their attention span. Like, their attention is so much better. It helps with ADHD. Mm-hmm. It helps them with any disruptive or bullying behaviours as well, which schools have brought me in for those particular reasons as well. And so it is huge benefits. And there was recent studies, again, carried out in London. They actually had a group of people in, and they were all talking about their worries, and they did a scan of their brain and showed the activity of worry and me, I must do this, I must do that. When they practiced mindfulness and did the scan thereafter, it proved that the activity changed. They were calm. Mm. It really is about anchoring them in the moment.
How are people receiving this now? I mean, like, because, you know, we're talking about this kind of stuff more, and I think that's important. But some parents might think, oh, that's a load of gobbledygook. Mm. And then do they spot the changes in the children and then come back and say, you know, maybe actually I rushed to judge a little bit, maybe, you know.
That is so true, Greg, because there's such talk about mindfulness now. There's such a buzzword, and people are thinking, what is this? This is a new age thing. Mm. And they're thinking, what is it? Is it?
And one of the first questions actually is it to do with religion? That comes in every time we discuss that type of thing. We get a few people say, well, is this, are you trying to, you know, is it
brain? There's no religious connotation at all.
Well, you get that too, do you?
I have to say it's been fantastic in Donegal.
Cool.
They've been really open.
Yeah.
And because I think it's happened so fast, my program is it's going at such a fast pace now because the word is spreading of the benefits. Mm. And what I would say to parents out there with any doubt in their mind is that I go into the room, I'm obviously have the credentials to teach this, but I'm not looking for anything. Mm. And what I'm doing is giving the youth, the children today, a platform to stop. I'm teaching them very simple tools in a playful and easy to understand manner. And for teens, it's in playful, a more engaging manner. Mm. And all I'm doing is really helping them to come out of the chitter chatter of the mind to stop it. And
give yourself a break.
Give them a rest. Mm. Literally, I say, we're going to have a wee rest now. Mm. Just stop. And then there's all that we do movement activities as well.
Yeah.
And we do various practices and they really enjoy it, you know.
And how teachers, you get these gigs in schools? Is it teachers that's bringing you in and maybe then they'll have a colleague down the road and they say, well, look, we had Evine in and we've saw the benefits of it, that sort of a...
Absolutely. Predominantly, that's it. It's word of mouth, Greg, thankfully. And I have gone around in my car, driving around Donegal, and I love it. The scenery is fabulous. And I'm looking around, but I've gone and talked to teachers as well and say, look, here's a little card. But it is mostly word of mouth, which, and actually their schools are bringing me back. It was in Lurgy Brack there, and just outside Letterkenny for a second time, and I'm going back to other schools.
That's a good endorsement, isn't it? Because, you know, you get asked back a second time.
Yes.
And two, we have new, not new teachers. Teachers that are open to this type of stuff and
they are,
and trying different things in the classroom, which is, it's good. It's positive for the children, I think.
Absolutely. And they're actually taking part in it, and even the principals as well, when they have time, you know, and they can feel the benefits. And so that's important. And I actually practice and do meditation with mindfulness with teachers also. And of course, then they know then they can continue little practices in my absence. But I have other exciting projects that I'm working on at present, Greg. And also in the near future, I'll be working with other projects and groups, which I will obviously let you know about in due course, but I'm really excited about it because it's going to help people on a larger scale then, you know, so
Well, definitely stay in touch. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not in every school, of course, but you are running meditation camps in Donegal this summer, aren't you?
That's right, I am indeed. I'm running them in Bonagie United Club on the Letterkenny, the 10th, 11th and 12th of July, and in Glenties Community Playgroup, Glenties, in the 7th, 8th and 9th of August.
Mm. And how do people sign up for those or get more info?
Well, I'm actually going to be there for enrolment days in Bonagie on the 27th of May and the 10th of June. And between 10 and 12, 10 a.m., 12 p.m. And in Glenties, I'm going to be there from 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, I just like it because anything that we can do to just make it a little bit easier for young people, there's so much they have to put up with, and things change all the time. And one minute they're all into this and then they're all into that. And I think, you know, it's always been the case, but I just think it's far more focused now because of the world we live in, the digital age. And
well, this is it. Know. And like the few of the responses I got this week was I felt like I was the only person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I could ever get that relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had children like fifth and sixth class, they're playing for the GAA team. And maybe one child in particular, I remember saying to me, he missed the winning point for his game.
Mm-hmm.
And he got maybe remarks from the sidelines. He went home, was very anxious, couldn't eat, and he carried that with him for about 3 or 4 weeks. When he practiced meditation with me in his school, he then turned it around the next time, and actually he played better, but you don't always win.
Mm-hmm.
So when you lose a point or you miss a penalty, you know, he literally thought of the tools I taught him, and he went home not taking the comments home. He lived in the moment. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge. And I've had so many stories like that, you know, even children traveling holidays and they were anxious, you know, and so on. And even their relationships with their siblings at home, which can be tough at times for them, but they're able to turn it around and have a creative solution, you know.
Okay, listen, it's all very interesting indeed, and we wish you every success.
Thank you.
And as you say, it's already been well received in Donegal, and you now have, you're at the Bonagie United Club, Letterkenny, 10th, 11th, 12th of July, then Glenties Community Play Group, 7th, 8th, 9th of August, that's in Glenties, of course. Registration, the 27th of May and 10th of June at Bonagie, and 22nd of May and 6th of June in Glenties. And you're saying it's suitable for children 7 to 12?
Yes, 7 to 12 years of age. But I'm also just to add, I'm actually going into transition year and secondary schools as well in the coming year. I've already got a schedule there in my diary for that, which I will be working. And perhaps I'll have summer camps for the teenagers next year as well. But for this year, it's 7 to 12 year olds.
Listen, thank you so much. The very best of luck, Evie.